Welcome to The You Relationship, a podcast for the gifted ones who know they are here to make an impact, but struggle with self-doubt, unworthiness, and not feeling ready. I'm your host, Aria Yaguarete, and in this show, I guide you through powerful ways to work with your body, mind, and soul to embrace who you truly are and to help you shine your light in the world. It can feel like a lot navigating this world as a spiritual person, as someone who sees the world a little bit differently than the vast majority. And then layer on entrepreneurship, layer on wanting to share your gifts or your conscious products with the world. And it's like, damn, it feels challenging, right? It's like you want to show up in the best way possible so you can have the biggest impact possible. But it feels like the world doesn't support you in that. All these like algorithms and pressures to hustle and keep showing up. And if you don't show up, you're no longer relevant, or the fear of being canceled or whatever it is. And I get that. I've been in both sides of on both sides of the coin. I've been in the matrix, marketing in that space, trying to find my spiritual footing while I'm working a corporate job and progressively awakening and changing and really discovering who I am. And then being on the flip side of it, of completely immersing myself into my healing work, into my spiritual business, and then trying to incorporate my own marketing and promoting my business in a way that is effective and that feels good. So I've done both. I've navigated both worlds. And the reason why I am sharing so much about conscious marketing now is because I see it as a bridge between both worlds. I feel like the biggest thing that we need right now on our planet is unity. And we can best create that unity by us all sharing our gifts, doing what we do best, living into our purpose, but also while doing it in a realistic way that fits into the reality that we're in right now. So on today's podcast episode, I'm going to be talking to you about how spirituality and marketing can go hand in hand, that you don't just need to be one or the other, that you can do both, that you can be an entrepreneur and a business owner and successful, and you can also be a soulful spiritual being. It does not need to be separate. Now, before we jump into the episode, if you are desiring help, kind of feel lost in this whole marketing world, kind of feeling lost in this world in general, but especially when it comes to your business and sharing your gifts and your products with the world and not knowing how to do it in a way that you know will give you the results that you desire. Maybe you've already been trying to show up in all the ways and you're not seeing it. Maybe you are stuck in fight or flight mode where you're just resisting even showing up because you're afraid of making mistakes. And maybe you're in a space of, I've been trying things for a long time and they're not working, or I'm just starting out and I want to make sure that I do this the most effective way. Now, I'm so happy you're here because you're doing the things, you're listening to the podcast episodes, you're engaging in your own education and learning and being open to that, which is huge. I'm so grateful that we live in a time where we have access to so many free resources. Take advantage of them all. And it's also so helpful to have dedicated support. I can't even tell you how much it has helped me having coaches in my life over the past several years, not only coaches in my business, but also in my personal life. It's just been absolutely life-changing because entrepreneurship can feel very lonely. Being a spiritual being on this planet can feel very lonely, especially when you are not necessarily into a religious spirituality. And having the support is huge. So I have three ways that you can work with me right now, and I'm going to share them with you really quickly, just so you're aware. Absolutely no pressure to take action on any of these things, but it's always nice to know that when you need it and if you need it, it's there. So one of the ways you can work with me is to get a social audit, get a call with me, figure out where there are opportunities in the way that you are currently showing up on social media that could be revised, more aligned with you, and more magnetic for the people that you are drawing in, and to actually see results and to be strategic with social media. A lot of us are not. A lot of us light workers and gifted beings are just like, yeah, okay, I just need to show up and create content and people will come. And then we notice that that doesn't necessarily happen, right? So that's one of the invitations. The second invitation is a bit more deeper, I should say. And what that involves is we look at all areas of marketing that you're doing right now, your emails, your website, any kind of touch points with your desired customer, and we look at your positioning and we build that all out in a way that's just like a fuck yes in your body, so that it feels like you can show up as your authentic self while also being strategic in driving results. And those can work together, and it's important that they do work together. So I help you with all of that. You also get three calls with me. I don't know if I mentioned in the social audit, you get a call with me, one call with me. And that's another way that we can work together. That's just like, feels really good to be on the receiving end of, because it feels like you have support and it feels like you are showing up to your business in a strategic way, which is hugely important in this world that we live in. And then the third one is the most comprehensive package, and that includes six calls, and it includes everything that I mentioned with the social audit and the prior package. And it also results in you having a 3 to 6 month plan, a plan for your business, for your marketing strategy. So you know exactly what you're showing up in and how you're showing up in that for the next 3 to 6 months. So if you're launching a product or a service or trying to get your evergreen products out there, you will have a plan. Just let your body really feel that. All right. Sweet. If you are interested in any of those, you can find out more by contacting me. You can email me at aria@expandwitharia.com. You can find me on Instagram, message me on there. We can chat it out, feel it out, see if it's right for you. Or I can just answer your questions. All right. So back to today's episode. Now, spirituality and the way that we define it is kind of like a belief in something greater than ourselves, right? We believe that there is more to this world than what meets the naked eye. And when you have a spiritual awakening, it's just like your world gets blasted open because it goes so much further beyond just what you see, just what you interact with, just what you engage in every day. And it instead shifts into a reality of like, whoa, there is so much going on that I don't even see, all these things happening behind the scenes. And like, you just start seeing yourself very differently either, right? I see this often when I train people in Reiki, because they're like, I had no idea I had these gifts. And there was all of these things happening on an energetic level. So spirituality is very opening. And it's also a really big invitation into a deeper truth for the external world, as well as a deeper truth within yourself. So if you are here, you are likely a spiritual being in some way, and you have gone through some pretty big experiences in your life that have awakened you to a greater purpose, to a greater meaning in this world, and you are likely itching to do bigger work on this planet. And when I say bigger work, you're like, I'm ready to exit the matrix, which I'm not sure that you get to exit the matrix while you're on this planet, but you're like, I don't want to do the what I'm doing anymore. Like, I know that I have something more to offer the world, and that's so important. And to me, that is also so important, that you get to do what you are meant to do here on this planet, because you living in your highest purpose and helping all the people in the ways that you're meant to, whether it's through a service or a product, means that the planet will heal, means that the planet will elevate. And it's like, may all the light workers and star seeds and healers and gifted beings that care deeply about our planet do their work. The exposure, through the exposure, through the access to people, to clients, to abundance, that's all massively, massively important to me, which is why I'm focusing my time and all of my energy in helping you do that. So as a spiritual being, you know, it can be tricky to navigate this world of matrix. That's all I want to keep saying is matrix, the matrix world, the 3D world. And you may have even gotten to a point where you're like, I'm tired of, like, I don't even want to talk about marketing. Like, even the word marketing feels yucky to me. And I know I've been able to change people's mind regarding that, because I want to reframe it for you. It's not, marketing isn't just to like get you to sell things, right? Marketing is here to help you live out your purpose. And if you can approach it in a way that is intentional, that is connected with your truth, where you are tuned into your own body, your own experience around it in a way that feels good, and also look at the information that's available for you through insights and analytics and the numbers and all of the resources that are out there, it can be so hugely impactful. Because going into this world and putting blinders on and being like, I'm just going to do it my way, and I don't care what the matrix says, I don't care what other people think. It's great. I don't want you thinking about what other people think, but there is an importance to be of consideration as to the reality that you're in. As light workers, we don't like being on Earth in many ways. We rather be up in our heads, out in other dimensions, astral traveling, meditating at times, fantasizing about other places, learning about other places, you know, really diving into our spirituality, because it frustrates us that the reality that is here. You know, there's a lot of difficult things to see and a lot of things that don't work. But when we do that, then we have less of an opportunity to help, less of an opportunity to really make an impact on this world. And your impact is so damn needed. It's so needed. And it's important that you do it in a way that's going to be received, in a way that people can hear and see. Like, energetics is massive. Like, that's a huge part of what I teach in conscious marketing and just even beyond that. But you can't just rely on energetics. You can't. There's also so many other factors. There's tools and resources. Like, marketing is the tool to make things happen. It doesn't define you. It's just a tool, just like money is a tool. But yet so many of us have made money wrong, and the reason for why this planet is the way that it is, when that's not the case. Money is also a resource and a tool for you to do more of what you're meant to do. How beautiful is it that you can pay someone to help you live a fuller life, expand your business, step more fully into your passion, pay them for their knowledge, for their professions. Imagine you couldn't do that. Imagine you couldn't pay for the things that you need or pay someone for their guidance. Like, it's whether we like it or not. And yeah, of course, there are other systems that can be in place. But if you can shift your mentality and start seeing it as a tool, the money, the marketing, as a tool to help you, to support you in this life, to let you do more of what you are here to do, then that will shift things for you so much in your life, in your business, in your bank account. Okay? So as you are hearing these things and the things are coming up, I want you to really start thinking about your purpose as well as you know it right now. Like, what is your impact here? How do you want to help this planet? How do you want to help other people in your life? What's the impact that you want to have on yourself? And also, like, what do you want your legacy to be one day? What do you want people to say about you after you die, after you're no longer on this earth plane in this form? Reflect on those things, journal on those things. It'll provide you with clarity and it'll provide you with a purpose and also a why. And then you get to ask yourself, well, what do I need to do right now? Like, what is one step that I need to take? Or what are the next five steps that I need to take to get closer to that? To be on the path of making that happen. Because you can think about it and pray about it and meditate on it and talk about it until you're blue in the face. But it's the action that makes the difference. And you can make action just for the sake of action, right? Like, I'm just going to post this, or I'm just going to do this because, you know, at least it's an action in the right direction. And then there's intentional strategic action. Of, okay, yes, I'm now ready to take action. I'm going to take this action and I'm going to do it in a way that makes the most amount of sense, that can have the biggest impact. When you can start approaching your gifts, your purpose, your business in this way, it will shift things for you. Because no longer are the numbers just numbers. Ugh, something that I need to look at, the analytics, boring. It's like, no, they're not boring. You're making them boring by judging them and ignoring them, but they actually have so much that they want to tell you. Why is it that we think that the universe only has certain ways of communicating with us, but other ways it doesn't, right? Like, the universe could never communicate to me through my Instagram analytics. Want to make a bet? Everything that is around you is communication from the universe. It's all just like responding to you. So there is a way that you can approach your business and marketing your business that is very in tune with all of the messages. And yes, sometimes that's just like a feeling in your body. And other times it shows up in data. Sometimes it shows up in how many people watch your video. Sometimes it shows up in how many people open your email. It's all relevant. And when we basically cross things off or block them out or push them away and say, you don't matter, that's when we're missing gold. You know, think about shadow work. Shadow work is most powerful when you integrate the shadow. When we push it away, when we hide it, when we ignore it, when we don't want to acknowledge those parts of ourselves, what happens? They become stronger. They gain more control over us. The shame gets bigger and bigger. We start acting from a place to try and protect this shadow. We judge it. There's no positive that comes from putting things in a box and hiding them away. It's the same thing with your business. It's the same thing with marketing your business. Yes, of course, you get to do it your way. I want you to do it your own way. The universe wants you to do it in your own unique way. And you can also do it from a space of strategy, from a space of everything that I see, all the results, or all the lack of results are communicating with me in some way. Now, the way I see my approach to coaching and marketing and teaching and marketing and building marketing strategy is very different from what you've probably seen in the past, because it's not going to be black and white, right? It's not going to be like the numbers say this, therefore that's the truth, or this is the strategy and that's that. Like, I have years of life coaching and Reiki mastery and Reiki healing and working with people on the deepest parts of their lives under my belt. And in no way am I going to put that aside when then it comes to coaching people in their businesses. Absolutely not. It goes hand in hand. And it's actually really beautiful when you can show up for your business and receive support around your business that doesn't just look at your business as its own entity, but where you're being supported on all fronts, where the thoughts that you have, the stories that you have, the beliefs that you have are also very much a factor. And your results that you're seeing in your business are a direct reflection of your inner landscape and also probably some strategy that you haven't implemented, probably because you haven't been aware of it or you haven't wanted to. But either way, know that wherever you're at right now, in your life, in your business, it gets to get better than this. And it will get better than this. But it requires different action. It requires you to courageously choose to devote yourself with discipline to the work that you're doing. It looks like investing in yourself when it feels uncomfortable to do so because you're scared that you might mess up in some way. It requires you showing up even when all you want to do is hide. It's going to get uncomfortable, but the discomfort is your access point to expansion. Something I have seen and said many times, and I experienced this exactly as I chose to step into this conscious marketing work, was that the bigger the resistance, the bigger the breakthrough. I had a meltdown for several days about doing this, about shifting into conscious marketing, about rebranding in that direction. Freaked out, was so scared. What will happen? I questioned myself in every way, but I still showed up. And I'm so glad that I did. Because now that I'm in it, now that I'm in the energy, now that I'm like, yes, I'm doing this and I'm doing this like full fucking out, it feels incredible. The response that I've gotten over these past, like, not even 2 weeks of me sharing this work, week and a half of me, like, probably to this date of me recording, has been probably stronger and bigger than most of what I've ever put out in my healing work. And that's not because what I was doing in my healing space wasn't hugely powerful, but it just means that this is what's needed right now. That this direction, that this download, that this way of showing up in my gifts and in my business is what's going to benefit people the most and our planet the most. And as a light worker, as someone here who is like so clear that I'm here to help the planet in as many ways as I possibly can, or in the biggest way possible, I'm just like, yep, I'm of service. And that has allowed me to be flexible, even with the resistance, has allowed me to step up and grow constantly and also help more and more people. That is your journey too. That is your journey. Like, where you are right now is like the catalyst for the next step, the next evolution. And you get to do it with help. You get to do it on your own if you so choose, but like, show up for it. Show up for it because I know you want to. I can feel how deeply you want to. I see it. And if I can help, I absolutely will. But if you feel like there's other ways you want to do that, that's perfectly amazing too. Just whatever you choose, devote yourself to it and show up in that. So I hope that this has gotten the wheels turning in your head. You have some questions that you can reflect on, some deeper digging into why you're here and how you can show up more fully in your purpose, how spirituality and marketing so closely go hand in hand because they are both parts of your journey of evolution, of bringing more love ultimately to the world. And if you feel like you want deeper support, support around the strategy, support around the energetics, you know where to find me. And if this episode felt good in your body, and if you know someone who could benefit from this, feel free to share it. Feel free to share it on your socials. Tag me so I see. And you're amazing. Don't forget that. You're amazing no matter what you choose to do, no matter what path you are taking. I know it can feel scary. I know it can feel lonely, and it's going to feel fucking awesome when you just own it.